At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Boomer and Geo,
PT and Sal,
Kevin and Tiki,
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
On the Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with your host, Pete Hoffman. And I feel like every single day I'm doing this, we're talking about the Yankees and the Mets losing, because that's all they keep on doing is losing, and it is getting as frustrating as ever. And let's start with the Mets here, okay? Because they actually, and I went into this game going, they're going to lose. The Mets are going to lose today. Frankie Montas is going to take the mound, and the New York Mets are going to lose. End of story. There's no question about it. It's just, it's one of those things. You understand how bad he's been in his rehab. His ERA was about 12 in the 18 innings he pitched in his rehab starts. Why did you think that he was going to go out there and do anything but struggle? And yet, he went and gave you five shutout innings. Five shutout innings. Unexpected. Unbelievable, to say the least, because the last time we saw Frankie Montas in New York, it was with the Yankees, and it didn't end very well. And, you know, again, you just expected this to be, it's the Braves. What can go right? Nothing, but Frankie Montas was right. And good job by him. And then all of a sudden, it gets back to reality where Brazaban comes in and he just walks the ballpark. He can't get anybody out. And a 3-0 lead, 3-0 lead turns into a 7-3 deficit. And it is it's unbelievable how gut-wrenching this Mets team is to watch them on a regular basis. It is, it's the mood changes very quickly. You know, I could sit there and lounge and watch a game and no big deal, but then you watch all these head-scratching things that go on throughout a game, and you just get frustrated and frustrated and frustrated. There's no hope in sight. And that's the thing that's bothering me here, is there is no hope in sight. This Frankie Montas did the right. He was perfect. Not saying he was perfect, whatever. But in five innings, he did what the Mets needed him to do. So in that sense, he was perfect. He got you five innings of no run baseball. Handed off to this bullpen that is supposed to be exceptional. And instead of exceptionally good, they've been exceptionally bad. Brazoban, whether it was Garrett, whomever they brought in today just totally backfired. And it's disappointing because you see now that every level is just head scratching, and that what's going to fix it? Is it going to be Carlos Mendoza going in and just throwing things all over the place and yelling at his team? I don't think so.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Shop up to 40% off with minimum purchase and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Plus, pay at your own pace starting at 0% APR with Affirm. Terms apply.
Is it David Stearns, who doesn't actually talk to the team but just says, you know what, I'm going to have to move on from some of you? Like, let's – and I made a point of this the other day when they sent down Acuna and when they sent down Alvarez. I said – this to me is David Stern saying, I'm not sitting around anymore. We've seen this bad losing streak. We've seen this bad stretch, and we've got to do something. And everyone's sitting there going, oh, what, they brought in Richard Lovelady? I mean, what does that mean? Yeah, I'm not sitting there saying that they're coming in with these like freshly, mint, people that are coming off, some like international league that no one's ever heard of, but it's a star-studded player and get ready for this. They're going to take over the world. No, I'm not talking about that at all. But think about what happened last year. You went through Joey Wendell, you went through Zach Short, and then I believe there was even somebody else that was in the mix. And then all of a sudden, Jose Iglesias came up and he found his place on the team. His defense was perfect. His bat actually was performing, was hitting there. He found ways to help the team defensively and offensively. And that's what he's going to do. David Stearns is not going to go out and make a trade tomorrow for, Sandy Alcantara, right? Like, it's somebody that I think should be on this pitching staff going forward or sooner than later. It's not happening. He's not going out and doing that right now. What he is going to do, though, is he's going to continue to cycle through players that he thinks – has an upside at some point in time or potentially can see something in them maybe. And then if it works out, they'll stick as long as they possibly can. And then you get to the trade deadline. Then you get to that opportunity where, okay, we can make another bigger move here, make another bigger splash here type of thing. So there's all different ways that David Stearns is now going to calculate how to go about it, but he's got to do something because there needs to be a message sent to not just the players on the team, but the fan base too. Because we are at this point now where Steve Cohen said, I want the fan base to completely change. I want them to not ever worry, to not be anxious, all this stuff. I mean, obviously in the playoffs is a different story, but the regular season, it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be celebrating. It's supposed to be going there, hanging out, and partying. You can't get 38,000 people to go if the team is crap. It's just the truth, okay? And they are now lost 10 of their last 11 games. That is crappy baseball. No matter how they're losing, that is crappy baseball, okay? Bad teams find ways to lose. Good teams find ways to win. They are considered right now in this 11-game stretch a bad team because they can't find ways to win. They're just finding ways to lose. So you want to fix the mentality of the fan base. You want to fix the mentality of this culture and this historical culture that you're trying to build for the positive. You can't let these slides happen. It's unacceptable. And if that means that you got to get rid of, like, if that means you got to send down Beatty or send down Mauricio or cut Jared Young or whatever the case is, or cut Brazoban. Like, I'm not saying I want that to happen, but make a statement. If you're not effective anymore, what are we doing? Send him down. I believe he still has options, Brazoban does. I believe. But do something. Don't just sit around and wait. And so far, the two moves have been, I know they brought in Janikowski, like, whoopity-doo, but they sent down Acuna, and they sent down Alvarez. So they've already made two significant moves because Alvarez was supposed to be the mainstay this year at catcher, and now he's down in the minors. And Acuna is somebody that we should be seeing every day. He never got playing time because Jeff McNeil's here, which is ridiculous. It's time to move on from Jeff McNeil as well. But he's here, so you send down Acuna. Well, guess what? Maybe you got to find a way to cut ties with McNeil and bring back Acuna. Because I remember a big spark. We talked about this earlier on in the season too. Like, where are you going to get the spark from? Where are you going to get this excitement from? And to be honest with you, Luis Angel Acuna was that spark plug. And then all of a sudden, that spark plug kind of died when Jeff McNeil came here. I'm not saying that the team started doing terrible when he came here, but there wasn't that same excitement, that same feel. You know, things around Soto have been getting better, but still not perfect yet. But Luis Angel gave you the speed on the base path, the exciting plays at second base, the thing, you know, things that kind of keep you with ball games. And yet he's not here for Jeff McNeil. I think it's time to recalculate and think about, have we got the max out of Jeff McNeil? Is it time to trade him away? Is it time to move him and maybe a prospect and try to bring in some sort of relief pitcher or starting pitcher? How about that? Because that's the other thing. You know, I understand that Montas today, just his first game back from rehab, you know, so you don't expect him to go deep in a game anyway. But five innings for him was fantastic. I couldn't even believe he got that deep. But then you get to the bullpen, which we just talked about on the Rico Broner podcast, if you're watching that, how – the bullpen is so taxed. You don't have enough arms that are fresh and energetic. And that's because you base your pitching staff around players who can only give you between 4 and 6 innings per game. Griffin Canning is not a 6-inning pitcher. He's just not. He's not giving you quality starts. He's about a 5-inning pitcher. Paul Blackburn is not a starting pitcher in the major leagues. I know for some reason he's a starting pitcher on the Mets, but he's not a starting pitcher in the major leagues. He's just not. Maybe he goes 3 and a third, 3 and 2/3, maybe 4. That's considered a long, lengthy opener. That's what Paul Blackburn is, okay? End of story. David Peterson gives you length, fine. But he struggled the last game. Corey Senga's injured. Clay Holmes, he's not giving you length anymore because now he's starting to sputter as well. He's getting tired. They had the one game where it was a pitch count of 85 pitches, so they had to pull him early. And then the next game, he just couldn't get to through the fifth inning. Even with 100-plus pitches, he couldn't get through the fifth inning. So, you're talking about pitchers, starting pitchers, who are not able to get you deep into games, and your bullpen is going to be taxed. So, you know what? McNeil, prospect, send them away and get me a starting pitcher that can give you, that is reliable for 6 to 7 innings. You know, Sean Manaea, I know, is supposed to be coming back. I know he had the shot, the cortisone shot. Supposedly it's not going to be a big deal. Who knows when he's going to come back, though. But even he coming back, he's going to go 4 or 5 innings to start. He's not jumping back into 7 innings. You need something that's more reliable, more sustainable. End the story. And it doesn't have to be a long-term contract, but it's got to be something that you can – move McNeil and a prospect. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to part ways with something. But you've got a couple issues right now. You got no juice on this team because everyone's kind of like, I don't know, I'm in a rut. You're in a rut. We're all in a rut. The only person that was not in a rut was Luis Angel Acuna, and not because he was hitting the ball, the cover of the ball. It's because he wasn't playing. But when he was playing early in the season, he was fine. And he gave you those sparks. So bring the spark back. Bring the juice back. And then on top of that, when you get rid of McNeil on a prospect, you bring in a pitcher that can give you 6 to 7 innings on the regular. You got to do that. You got to. And that's, you know, what the Mets 10 out of 11 games they've lost. It's gross. It's grotesque. We're going to keep on talking about this every day because I don't see them getting out of this Braves series at home with a win. I just don't. And I know that they have the rookie pitcher coming in on Wednesday, but it still doesn't seem to me a good spot. This team is just too dead. They've scored in these two games versus the Braves. They've scored 6 runs. Take away the last run in the 9th inning that Roddy Mauricio, the double that he hit. They've scored 5 runs in 2 innings. That's all. They had three runs in the 4th inning on Tuesday, and they had 3 runs in the 6th inning on Monday. That's it. So in 17 innings, they scored in 2 innings. That's not good enough. It's just not. Now, the Yankees have their own issues, too. Let's not forget, listen, they've won more games over the stretch. They're 3-9 in the last 12, if I'm correct. So they've won more games, but they're just as bad. And, you know, Carlos Rodon goes out there, gives you solid innings. And here's the thing, it's the same situation. You go through, Carlos Rodon is actually doing his job well. He's doing it efficiently, and they have to go to the bullpen, and the bullpen can't hold it down. And it's because everyone's getting taxed because you can't go. Max Fried is the one guy that you feel like can go 7-8 innings. But like Will Warren, though I do like Will Warren and Clark Schmidt and all these guys, and Schmidt gave you a 7 last time he pitched, 7 no-hitting innings last time he pitched. But, you know, Rodon's got to go deeper. Will Warren, I know you can't expect him to go deeper, but he's going to have to. There's too many of these games that – you rely on the bullpen, and they're just – it's now it's halfway through the season, and everybody is slowing down. Everybody is. And then on top of it, too, the offense. Again, we talked about the Mets, how, hey, you scored three runs in an inning. Great. The Yankees scored in the 4th inning after that triple by Volpe. They got the 3 runs on the board, so they're up. Okay, cool. They go on. Remember, this game went to 11 innings. 11 innings. 5th inning, 6th inning, 7th inning, 8th inning, 9th inning, 10th inning, 11th inning. 7 innings. 2 hits. 2 hits. Aaron Judge, in 2 extra innings where they get the California rule, the guy on second base to start off the inning, they couldn't get a hit, a sac fly, or whatever to score a run. They got a wild pitch which scored Aaron Judge. That's how they scored the 1 run in extra innings. It's embarrassing. It is embarrassing. The crappy hitting right now that's going on with the Mets and Yankees. So, and the Yankees are, the funny thing is, it's like if Judge isn't doing it, no one's doing it. Well, Judge is still doing it and still no one's doing it. So what is it going to take? What is it going to take for, and I saw Jazz Chisholm, he started to get frustrated. He got thrown out of the game. So it's starting to build now, you know? I've heard conversations, just go out there and get a third baseman. It's not just about third baseman anymore either, because you still got Volpe making, you know, not making plays at shortstop and still not hitting, even though he did get a triple. So you got to give him that. But he's still not hitting enough. And all these guys, you go up and down the lineup, and Paul Goldschmidt's been flat lately. There's been a lot of guys that just offensively are not holding it, doing their part. It's just Aaron Judge and everybody else is like randomly doing it. So to me, you really have to be aggressive and make moves to shake up the team. Send a message. Don't just sit back and lay back and be like, all right, well, listen, it's baseball. It's 162 games. We're going to make the playoffs anyway. No, send a message. Don't allow your players to be content. You can't do it. And I'm sorry. If that means DJ LeMahieu, you got to send out here or ship out of here. I know he's been better this year compared to other years, but that's still, it's not good enough. It's just not. And Paul Goldschmidt, like I said, he seems like he's like kind of falling back towards it where he was at the beginning of last season, where he was in a rut for half the season. I know the second half he picked it up, but the first half was miserable. Paul Goldschmidt has not looked as great as he did the first 2 months of the season. He's getting older, the wear and tear. That is a typical thing of a lot of Yankees where they'll bring in older players and they'll get hot starts and they just start to fade. And then there's other players who are older vets who start slow and build up and go strong into the playoffs. Goldschmidt seems like he's going backwards. And that's not great. It's not. It is a rough go over right now for a Met fan or a Yankee fan. It doesn't make a difference. It is tough right now to sit there and watch these games. And it's not boring. It's frustrating. It's gut-wrenching to see this happen. It is brutal to see guys like Ellie De La Cruz, who is exciting and special to watch, and you got to see what he does to the Yankees. It's aggravating because you know you have someone great on your team like Aaron Judge. You know he's great, but the rest of the team around him is not, and that is reality. And it's about time that Cashman and Boone start to realize that they're going to have to make some major decisions and they're going to have to start switching things up and they're going to have to start either benching players or they're going to have to start making moves. You know? And it's not always about the bullpen. It's not always about the bullpen. It can't always be about the bullpen. That's the easiest thing to do is, all right, I got to send you down. Oh, we're going to get rid of you. Oh, we're going to DFA you. It's easy to do that. The finances aren't as big. You know, the money's not as big. You're usually signing guys to 1 or 2 year deal. So you got that flexibility. You know, oh, it's tough to deal with one of the starting nine, you know, whether it's a DH, first baseman, catcher, whatever. But, you know, the Mets, they sent down Alvarez. And guess what? If he doesn't get his act together, Kevin Parada, I saw him, you know, the numbers not too long ago, it seemed like he was actually hitting a ball. So maybe that's the last we see of Francisco Alvarez. You never know. But send the message. You have to perform at this level. You don't just get a free ticket. That's what they did with Mark Vientos a couple of years ago on the Mets. He had ample opportunity to be on the Mets. And every time he came up, they sat him on the bench. They toyed with him. He'd get a hit, toy with him, and then send him right back down until eventually Brett Beatty just was so bad they couldn't do anything about it and brought back Mark Vientos. And that, to me, is what's confusing about the Vientos situation and the Beatty situation is that they keep on giving Beatty all these opportunities, and he's not performing. Okay, yeah, he got a nice hit, and he scored an RBI. What would he do? It happens in like 2 or 3 games in a row, and then he goes disappears for 10 games. That's not good enough, and his defense isn't that great either. It's really not. I'm seeing too much inconsistency of treating certain players certain way, certain players another way. To me, it's statement time. It is time to say, you're not performing. We're going to bring in somebody who is. And again, it doesn't have to be that over-the-top trade for an all-star just yet. Like, that can come at the trade deadline. It's a, you know what? It's not working here. It's not working right now. It's time to bring in somebody else. Like, not for nothing, but Candelario, whatever his name is, he just got cut, I believe, from the Reds, if I'm correct. Someone should pick his ass up and throw him at third base. You know? The guy had a couple of seasons where he hit. There was one season I know he hit for like 20 to 30 home runs. I know his batting average has been poor, but bring him in for a little bit. What's the worst that happens? You DFA his ass as well? But that's the strategy you got to go. It's like, this isn't working out. Let's make something work out. Let's give it a shot. Let's not just roll through punches. And let's just see if Peraza could be a third baseman. Let's just see if, if DJ is going to get healthy enough and stay healthy enough to be able to be our second baseman all season long. Like, it just feels like to be stagnant is not successful. It's just not. Listen, last thing I want to leave you is the New York Knicks finished their their third interview. Micah Nori of the Timberwolves, they interviewed him. So now they have 3 interviews on the record. It's Jenkins, it's Brown, and it is Nori. Those are the 3 that they've interviewed. I still think this is going to wait till sometime after July. They're not in any rush, nor do they know what they're doing. And that's my God's honest truth, is they don't know what they're doing with the New York Knicks. And I know that everyone's saying, oh, this is perfect. It's all leading for the Knicks to be the team in the finals next year for the Eastern Conference. It's not that easy. It's not that easy. We're sitting there talking about other teams' injuries. The Knicks got lucky this year. The Knicks got lucky in the Easter, to get to the Eastern Conference and not have any significant injury on the court. I mean, think about that. In years past, they were the team that's getting injured, whether it was Julius Randle, whether it was Brunson, whether it was Hart. You go up and down the roster of guys that were getting hurt left and right. I mean, Mitchell Robinson, everyone was getting hurt. And now we're going to sit here and think that all of a sudden, hey, this is a perfect spot for the Knicks. They're going to just sneak right in and just take over because the Celtics now, who just traded Kristaps, okay, that's fine. But the Celtics are reshuffling, and Tatum's going to be out all season. And Halliburton with the Pacers. Oh, it's a perfect setup for the Knicks now to take it. Yeah, okay. But first of all, let's get a coach. And then second of all, let's see if they do anything to this roster to change it at all in any sort of way. But we'll find out hopefully sooner than later. Anyway, there's just L after L after L after L in New York right now. It is sickening. It's depressing. It's hot. It's sticky. It's disgusting. It smells in the city. What else can go wrong right now in New York, especially with the sports teams? And I'm sure something will go wrong tomorrow, and we'll find out about it. So, Sean Manaea, like I'm saying, David Stern just had a conversation, just a meeting, on Tuesday about Sean Manaea getting a cortisone shot. He's going to be shut down a couple of days, but he still should be fine to pitch the season, and he'll be back before you know it. That, to me, smells like something's going wrong, but they're just, brushing it off like no big deal. Okay, water under the bridge, as they say. Thank you for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'll be back again tomorrow with another episode of WFAN Daily. We do it every day, Sunday night into Thursday night, or Monday morning into Friday morning. That's where we do WFAN Daily. Again, it's Pete Hoffman with you on WFAN Daily. You can always listen to me Saturday mornings, 2 to 5. You can always listen to me on the Rico Bronya with Devin Roberts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, as always, Monday through Friday with BT and Sal, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., which we'll be back tomorrow or today, whatever you're listening to this, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we're going to dive more into the sickening Mets and Yankees baseball that we've been watching. And if you miss anything at all, you go to the Odyssey app, go download, listen to podcasts, listen to BT and Sal, listen to Evan and Tiki, listen to Boomer and Geo, Keith McPherson, Chris McMonagle, you name it, it's all in the Odyssey app. Or you just can always turn on the dial. Don't forget to like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And thank you again for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily. See you guys tomorrow. See ya.